Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being with us in class today. Jason, thank you for engineering. Kyle's with us, and we're going to be talking about five-minute university lessons, a whole bunch of lessons regarding your automobile, things that you probably should consider. Welcome, Kyle.
Hey, good morning, Vince. I've got some issues, too, that I was just going to bring up of observations of different things, some of them automotive-related. But I had a thought for you, and I was just a curious question. When you hear the stock market is only, you know, down 19 points at the first part of the newscast, or up 19 points at the first part of the newscast, and in a few seconds, they're saying, well, the stock market's up by three. I'm wondering, do you know at what level the plunge protection team steps into the stock market? Or is that something that I wonder if it goes on all the time to keep it propped up?
My understanding and my research is that those guys meet about once a week on a regular basis. But I can't prove this. Because they don't invite me. But that's my research says about once a week. And at what level do they start to panic again? I don't know. But what they do is they buy and manipulate the market. There's no question about that. Because it used to be when I was studying finance and economics back in the 1970s, the news reports would say the stock, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is at X number, up X points from yesterday. Right? Now, they don't talk about the number. They just say whether it went up or down. And sometimes by the number of points. And to me, that's meaningless. I really want to know what it was and what the delta is. That's what I would want to know. So when it's up, you know, if it's up 19 points, that's nothing. It's insignificant. If it's up a couple hundred points today, that's nothing. Because the stock market valuation is so high. It's ridiculously high. And when I was, just as an aside, class and Kyle, when I was studying finance and economics, I was taught that companies had there's certain things that companies had to do to be successful, and there's certain things they had to do anyway. And they had to be good citizens, if you will. They had to not trash the environment. They had to be concerned about their customers. They had to make good products, and they had to stand behind them. And to be in the business for any length of time, you had to be honest. And you had to give back to the village. He called it the community. But you had to give back. You just couldn't take. And that's what I was taught. And I think that all of that is correct. I believe that a quality company must have quality products. Products that are designed to have long lifespans. Products that are not disposable. Yeah, I'm talking about like appliances and cars and things like that and alternators. Products that are repairable. Products that are environmentally conscious. Products that are energy efficient. Products that the the end user can understand and live with for a long time. That's what I think is required. But today it seems like customers are maybe even a byproduct of what companies do. And if you look at all the companies that seem to have lots of revenue, every single one of them is in bed with the federal government at some level, either selling data, information, cell phone records, tracking, something like that, rather than companies making a better mousetrap that is durable and repairable and long-lasting and affordable.
Sure. Yeah, I agree with that. I think that's, but you know, the thing that's happened, Vince, and people need to take this into their preparedness mindset, is that almost all of the tools and unless you buy older used tools, but almost all of the tools that are nowadays manufactured by China are, and this doesn't have, this has to do with tools, it has to do with parts, it has to do with tires, it has to do with everything. They own the entire market. And so they have taken away the ability of people to be able to buy quality goods at a decent price, because they're all made by China. And so the only thing available to you is the junk that they produce. And so you, it's like, you know, the same, the old paradigm where it was American ingenuity, and you had to build it not only better, but you had to build it at a reasonable price. And people will pay for quality a lot of times, especially if they have to make their living with it. I'll throw out an example. I use a, on my wife's car, it takes, there's aluminum rims. And so it takes, there's either, it's either a 19 millimeter or a 3/4 inch, which is almost identical, deep socket to be able to fit in those lug nuts and get those tires off, because I just changed out the studded tires for the summer tires yesterday. But the one that I have, and I wanted more than one because I want to carry one in, put one in her car with a breaker bar on it, an older breaker bar that I had in my stuff, but I want to be able to have that in there to change the tires. And you could buy, I could buy a stinking cheap Chinese garbage one for about $6 at one of the auto parts stores here. But I decided to go to a used tool store, and I bought a older Craftsman. This thing was quite fairly old, but you could tell it wasn't the shiny, chromey things. It was a heavy-duty 3/4 inch deep socket, half-inch drive, and I paid $5 for it, but it was worth every penny in my mind, because I'm not planning on ever, I don't ever want to get out somewhere where the, you've got a flat tire, it's the middle of the night, and you have to try to change, or my wife, or either I, have to change the tire, and you take that breaker bar and try to get the lug nuts off, and the socket snaps. I mean, you know, that's the, then you are, you're up that fabulous stream, and you better hope you have cell service, or that the cell towers are working, or that the grid's working, because you're not going to get very far without it, you know. So that's one thing that I had. The other thing is kind of an observation, and that is Tuesday, I think it was, I was in Walmart, and I, because of this supply chain issue that I think is continually getting worse and worse and worse, I went into Walmart, and they have on their back wall back there about 40, 45 feet of oil, of all different brands of oil that was on this whole, and it's three shelves high of oil everywhere. And in that entire shelf, Vince, I was stunned There was 2 gallons of 1540 that was regular motor oil, not synthetic. 2 gallons of 1540 and 1 gallon of gear oil and 2 gallons of two-stroke motor oil. And there was nothing else there but synthetic motor oil. There was no regular motor oil on that entire shelf other than that those few gallons, and everything else was synthetic. Everything. There wasn't nothing else there but synthetic motor oil. And they were sparsely, I mean, it was full, but it was, you could tell that they had pulled the gallons up to the front, you know, and there was almost nothing behind them. So I don't know what's going on with all of that, but the regular motor oil is like disappearing. And I was just wondering if you had noticed that, and if so, what you had seen.
Okay, here's what I know. We used to be able to buy, before Joe Biden got the big chair, I'm talking just a couple of years ago, we used to be able to buy conventional engine oil, 5W30, for example, for $1.79 a quart. The current price is about $4.79 a quart. Now, people are thinking that inflation's only a couple percent. Well, I'm telling you, no way. No way. Engine oil has more than doubled in price to us. And we're finding out that the big box auto stores that we would buy a trailer, I'm not talking about a tractor trailer. When we buy oil for our small shop, we literally take a 6.5 foot wide, 10 foot long single axle trailer. And it's got sides and a back that are removable. So put all that on there, load up that trailer, and load up the pickup truck that's pulling it. That's how much oil we would buy. And we'd be able to buy it at $1.79 a quart for conventional 530, for example. And now it's $4.79 a quart in the same volume. And as a matter of fact, the store doesn't care whether we buy it or not. They used to really like it when we bought it because we were their biggest shop that bought oil from one of these auto parts chain stores. Something is going on with oil. There's no question about it. And if you look at Mobil 1, I think, you know, some people think that AMSOIL is number one. I have no disagreement with that. But I really like Mobil 1 for most really demanding engine situations. And I like using Mobil 1's 0W40 European formula in the Mercedes gasoline engines. I like it. Well, Mobil 1 at the big box auto stores is about somewhere between $10 and $11 a quart. So that's full synthetic, of course. So you're right. Something is up with oil. I don't know what it is. I mentioned that I believe that there was a diesel engine oil shortage well over a year ago, and it's manifesting. And we had trouble getting it. We have enough. And here's what I found. I found that for the older engines with cam in block, the ones with the flat tappets, as they were called, or the hydraulic lifters, the muscle car engines, they demanded an additive package that's been reduced. So the older high-performance muscle car engines are being destroyed by the new oils. But it seems that the diesel engine oil that you're talking about, 15W40 conventional, serves the purpose fine. We'll be right back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kyle's with us. He's in Montana. And we're talking about lessons that you can apply to your life. Kyle brought up a really good point, having a breaker bar. That is, a breaker bar is like a ratchet, except it doesn't ratchet. It's a handle that gives you leverage, more leverage, and it's stronger than a ratchet, so you can put more force on it, and it's less likely to break than a ratchet is. It's less complex, less expensive, and it's the ideal tool to attach to the socket, the correct size socket, which should be a 6-point socket for removing lug nuts, not 12 points. 6 points way better because you can put more force on it and be less likely to either break the socket or strip the head of the lug nuts or the lug bolts. Well, a long one is good, and you can put your foot on it if you position that socket fully onto the lug nut or the lug bolt, and you can use your foot at the end of that breaker bar to loosen the lug nuts. Of course, you have to go in a counterclockwise direction. So it makes sense to have that used $5 Craftsman or, you know, a name brand from vintage manufacturing years. It makes a lot of sense. That's what we do.
Yep.
If you go to the Chinese Factory Tool Outlet, if you go to the Chinese Factory Tool Outlet, the Harbor Freight Tools, you'll find that you can buy one inexpensively, and it's going to be beautifully chrome-plated. It's going to look great. But I don't know if it is as good as that vintage craftsman. But here's what I do know about the Harbor Freight tools. And I was talking with a mechanic a few days ago about my age. So this guy has over 50 years of experience as well. And he said, you know, those Harbor Freight wrenches, they're kind of, he didn't use the word sloppy, but that's what he meant. He meant when you put them on a nut or a bolt, they're loose. There's extra clearance there. They don't fit as well as a precise Craftsman, Snap-on, Matco, Proto, you know, or a US SK or SK Wayne. They don't fit as well. They're sloppy. And the likelihood of stripping or rounding that nut or bolt using a sloppy fit wrench is much greater than if you use a precision US-made wrench. That's just the facts. That's the way it is. And if you look at some of the Harbor Freight or Chinese tools and you look at the width of the business end of that wrench and you look at how much surface area there is where the wrench mates the nut or bolt, you'll find that many times that the wrenches are thinner. They use less material. There's less grabbing surface and they're more likely to slip than a US-made tool. That's just the facts. And so, yeah. And do I have some of those Harbor Freight tools? Yeah, I do. I have a complete wrench and socket set and screwdrivers. You know, it's all mixed up, different brands of what I have. I put it in a bag in the trunk of each vehicle or in the behind the seat of our pickup trucks. So I have a complete toolkit. So to round out, yes, I have bought those Harbor Freight tools, and they're inexpensive, but they are marginal in many, many cases. They're nowhere near as good. Even if it's an older, rusty American tool, you're probably better off with the older, rusty American tool than a brand new, shiny Chinese tool. That's the facts in terms of the ability to break. And what Kyle said about a socket breaking, I just want to make sure that you're all aware of this. If you put torque on a breaker bar and a socket breaks, they don't break around the circumference. They break lengthwise. And when they do, they break in half. So you get half of a socket flying in one direction and the other half flying in another direction, and it can blind you. So be really careful when you use impact tools and when you put extra torque on sockets with a breaker bar, because they can shatter. And thin wall sockets shatter way faster than thick wall sockets. And the black ones, the chrome moly sockets, are designed to be stronger. So if you're going to put a lot of torque on a socket, you really want to have a 6-point socket, not a 12-point, and you want it to be a chrome moly socket made in the United States. Those are just my thoughts. Kyle, when we get back, I'd love to hear your comments.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
USA News Update. The House Judiciary Committee will hear from victims of Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg's policies during a hearing in New York next week. This as crime continues to be a problem in the Big Apple. Jennifer Harrison, founder of Victims' Rights in New York, says Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg should focus more on fighting for crime victims, not wasting his time prosecuting the former president A federal appeals court has preserved access to an abortion drug for now, but under tighter rules.
Those rules would allow the drug only to be dispensed up to 7 weeks, not 10, and not by mail. The drug, mifepristone, was approved for use by the Food and Drug Administration more than 2 decades ago. The 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans ruled Wednesday just before midnight, and the case may now be headed to the U.S. Supreme Court. Under the appeals court order, the FDA's initial approval of mifepristone in 2000 is allowed to remain in effect for now, pending a potential Supreme Court ruling. I'm Skip Kelly.
Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is a need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Kyle's with us. We've been talking about tools. Kyle, any comments about what I said about black sockets, which are chrome molybdenum sockets, versus chrome vanadium, which are typically plated with chromium? The strength of the sockets, the 6-point sockets, the thick wall sockets versus the thin wall sockets, 12 points, etc.
Absolutely. So I've got a couple of comments on this, and this is something to bear in mind, folks. If you're buying tools for something that you're going to need for a long time, that you're planning on, I'm going to learn how to work on my car, and this is what I'm going to buy. My opinion is you don't buy Harbor Freight type tools. Not only, like Vince said, are they shorter, so there's less grab area, but because the metal is weaker than the real good tool steel they used to use, the wrenches themselves are fatter in the width department. And sometimes if you're working on like where sensors are or tight spots, you need a thinner wrench to be able to get in there on that nut or bolt in order to get in there to get it off, and the fat wrench won't fit. And I learned that the hard way quite a few years ago. But anyway, if you can get a good quality tool steel type wrench that's thinner, the width of it is thinner, and the length of it where it stretches out over more of the bolt surface, the depth of it is better, then you're better off getting that. Harbor Freight tools, like Vince said, are no problem. Throw it in the back of your car, for something to try to get you home, that kind of thing. But if you're going to work with them, and this is something you're using for your preparedness thoughts, you should be looking around for a decent, a really good set of tools and spend the money, because I guarantee you, if you use them for 15, 20 years, 30 years, 50 years, like Vince and I, you will be glad you did. The only exception I have found to those rules are if you use, which you really don't need on modern cars, hardly, very few instances, is larger wrenches. Their width doesn't seem to be much of a problem, the width of the wrenches. But the smaller wrenches, if they're short, if they got less grab area, or they're thinner, or they're thicker, then you don't want that. There's a reason that professional tools like Snap-on and these other tools build really good, high-quality tool steel tools that are thinner and precise and stretch along the bolt surface as far as it possibly can. The other thought I had on this, and this is kind of jumping just a little bit, the reason I was in Walmart, folks, and this is something you might want to consider as well, I made sure that I had enough oil filters and oil to be able to change every vehicle that I have oil for the next 2 years. And I keep it, I bought everything that I needed to be able to do that, including coolant, because my wife's, I found out later that there is a, and I found it, and actually Walmart actually had it, there is a type of coolant that is good for all Asian vehicles as well as American, and I think it was called Global. And I always buy the concentrate, because you can mix that 50-50 then with distilled water, and you will get 2 gallons instead of one, because you'll have half of this concentrate as you mix it up 50-50. So I bought, and you usually can buy the concentrate cheaper than you can buy the 50-50. I can't even believe that. But the concentrate was like $10 a gallon, and the regular antifreeze for the cars were $17. So it's like I don't even understand that. But the concentrate was quite helpful. So I got a couple of gallons of that for just the two Japanese cars that my wife and I have. The other thought on buying and setting things up is check the size of your batteries. So, and check the direction of the posts. So some vehicles have the positive on the left and some, and the negative on the right, and some of them are reversed. So if you have more than one vehicle, and they require very similar batteries in size, make sure that the post's orientation is correct. It just so happens that I could get the higher cold cranking amp battery an extra battery that they happen to have in stock, which they haven't had, for my wife's car, which is a Honda, and it will go in and work in my Toyota. But the interesting thing is, if I were to have bought a battery for the Toyota, the compartment in the Honda is too small to take the one for the Toyota. So I was able just to buy one spare battery that could work for her Honda or my Toyota, because the orientation of the positive and negative is correct. And these little batteries that they have a 500, it was like 550 or so cold cranking amps, which I want the most I can possibly get. So if you have the money, and I highly suggest you find the money to be able to stock up on changing your oil and get your oil, your antifreeze, your filters, your air filters, an extra battery, I have one extra battery that fits all three of my Chevy pickup trucks. They're all interchangeable. The older Chevys, you can pretty much all use the same battery. I buy a battery that is top post or side post, combination both. And that way, if you buy one battery that has both of those on them, my old 77 will still use the same battery. And then it's the same battery, and I just put it on side post for my 95. So that's just a couple of tricks and ideas of stuff that you should be looking at. I have one other a little thought that hasn't got anything to do with automotive, but I want to make sure that I get this out there. If you are looking for things, like for me, I wear wool socks year-round. I wear thin wool socks in the summer, and I will wear heavy wool socks in the winter. So we were in Costco yesterday, and in their markdown section, which most people don't even know they have that. You have to hunt for it. But in their markdown section, they had wool blend, which you can't buy hardly. You can, but it's hard to find, and they're usually hard to use. Wool blend socks. They had thin wool blend socks, 5 pair for $4.97, marked down. And so I don't really need socks, but I bought five or two of those. So I had 10 pair of thin wool socks for the summer that'll set me up for the next 4 or 5 years. But that's just another thought of if you want to buy things that you're going to need for next winter, or like almost everybody thinks of a wool blend sock for the winter, but your feet are going to sweat regardless. And if you have, for me, I have found that if you have cotton socks, it collects all the moisture of your feet when they sweat, whereas the wool allows them to breathe a lot better. But if you're looking for that kind of thing, think outside the box and buy what you're going to need for the next couple of years. In my opinion, you should have that in stock in your preps. Your comments, Ben?
Oh, I absolutely agree. And Kyle just taught a lesson that's in 5-Minute University. And that is, if you want to buy clothing at the lowest price, there are usually end of season clearances. So the time to buy summer clothes is in the winter, when they want to get rid of the summer clothes, because people aren't smart enough to think that summer's coming after the winter. They don't seem to be thinking about that. So the time to buy summer clothes is in the winter, and the time to buy winter clothes is in the summer. That's true. And the time to buy a car, I don't recommend you go to a car lot, but if you went to a car lot in, let's say, end of January, early February, it's freezing cold, no one's been seen on that car lot for weeks, the buyers have spent all their money and more on Christmas presents, so nothing much is happening at a car lot, cars aren't selling. in end of January, early February, maybe even into March. So that's the time to buy a car when no one else is buying. So you buy things, or I buy things, and I know Kyle does, and Sharon does, and Kathy, and you know your instructors. We buy things when other people aren't thinking about them, like propane. The time to buy propane is not in the winter when people are heating with propane. The time to buy propane is when it's blazing hot and people want to be cool rather than hot. So it just works that way, and it's really simple. You want to be doing exactly the opposite of what the GDP happens to be doing. And there's another lesson in what Kyle's talking about, and that is a battery size group chart. So there are group sizes, and these are common lead acid battery sizes. So, for example, a lot of Chevrolets use a group size number 24. And then there's a 24F, which would be for a Ford. The 24 is the size, the F stands for Ford, and that's because Ford has the terminals reversed. Plus is where minus is, and minus is where plus is, exactly what Kyle was talking about. And then there's a group 27, and Dodge pickup trucks use the group 27. Then there's a 27F for the reverse terminals, meaning the Ford. Then there's a 58, there's a whole bunch of sizes, okay? So here's what I do, and Kyle was talking about this, and the chart will get you there. So the battery group size chart will tell you the dimensions of the battery, the length of it, the width of it, the height of it. And it will tell you the group nomenclature. So what you can find out is if you have a group 24 and you look under the hood at your engine compartment and you look at the battery mounting bracketry, and the shelf that the battery sits on, you may see that the battery is a little bit smaller than the shelf that holds it. And you may say, shoot, I've got an extra inch of length for the battery. I wonder if I could put a larger battery in there that's maybe an inch longer. Now, an inch longer battery means there's more volume in the battery case, which generally means that you could put more cranking amps or cold cranking amps. A battery that has more cranking amps or cold cranking amps in that same
shelf. Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there's some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kyle's with us. Kyle, we have seen something that is concerning to me. Trailer brakes. So, class, if you have a light trailer and has a single axle, you know, one wheel on each side, you probably don't have electric brakes. But if you have an axle or two axles on a trailer, one or both of them may have electric brakes, meaning the trailer needs to have some braking action because the truck that or car that's pulling the trailer may not have enough braking capacity to slow down a trailer that's loaded, you know, with a heavy load. What we've seen is that there's two main kinds of brakes. One is the disc brake, which is kind of like your English racer type bicycle, which has one pad on either side of the rim that squeezes against the rim, and that would be a disc brake type system. It's not exactly like that, but that's an analogy. A disc brake system has a cast iron rotor that spins, and there's brake pads on either side that are pushed by pistons against that spinning rotor that's attached to the hub that's attached to the wheels and tires. And the friction against the rotor slows the wheels. That's one type of brakes. Those are called disc brakes. There's another type called drum brakes. And it's like a pan. And the pan would be spinning on an axle, like a cast iron pan, if you will, and pushing outward against the inner edges of the sides of the pan would be brake shoes. And the brake shoes and disc brake pads have a similar kind of friction material. But the brake shoes can either be lined with friction material that's either bonded, meaning glued, onto the backing steel shoes, or it can be riveted. And what I've seen more than I'd like is that the bonded, glued-on friction material of brake shoes is coming loose on trailers, and it's causing massive amounts of wear and damage to the brake drums, which are these heavy cast iron brake drums. I don't like what I'm seeing because when the lining fails, it tears up the inside of the brake drums. I have never seen never seen rivets fail unless the brake lining was worn through the rivets. So the other method of attaching the brake lining is when holes are drilled in the friction material, not all the way through, but let's say two-thirds of the way through, and then brass or steel rivets rivet the friction material to the brake shoes. And what happens when you get the lining worn down by using the brakes over and over and over for years, they start to squeal when you're down to the rivets. And you can say, well, I think I need to get new brake shoes because I can hear the squealing when I go to stop. And if you catch it early enough, there's no damage. But what's never happened in my lifetime is a set of riveted brake shoes failing, where the lining material literally separates from the brake shoe, the backing brake shoe. But with bonded or glued on friction material, that's not necessarily the case, and the lining separates from the shoes, which is dangerous because the wheels can lock up, or the wheel can lock up when that happens. Catastrophic damage inside the braking mechanism can happen, and you can do damage to the brake drum itself. So, and of course, lose braking ability. So a lot of things happen when the brake linings come off the brake shoes because they're bonded. I don't like bonded brake shoes. They used to be fine. I don't know if we're using Chinese glue that forgets what it's supposed to do over the long term or what. I don't know why this is happening, but I don't like it. Kyle, your comments, please.
Yeah, you're right, Vince. The riveted, I've never seen the riveted shoes fail, but I have seen over and over and over again, probably literally, I'll bet 10 times in my life, I have seen taken apart brakes that were riveted that people ran too long and then had to replace the entire drum. So if you really need to, if you're pulling the trailer or you need to pull off the tire and the brake drum, if it's got drums, to pull it off and check it every once in a while and make sure that those things, especially if you're going to be bringing this time of the year in the spring, when if you know you're going to be using it a lot, you should pull them things off and check them because those rivets are kind of like a lathe. And once you get down to the rivets and you hear that scraping sound or the squealing sound, you're cutting into metal at that point. And so they need to be changed ASAP.
Yeah, yeah. And you should be inspecting your trailer brakes every couple of years anyway. And, you know,
right.
If you use a trailer sufficiently. And Kyle, have you seen the separation of the bonded linings as I was describing?
No, I haven't seen it, Vince, because in reality, the older bonded ones is about the latest thing I've ever used.
Yeah.
And they never had a problem with them.
Not the older ones. Not the ones that we made.
Right. Not
the United States. Not the ones that we made. Never had a problem. Kyle's absolutely right. It's the new ones. We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.